Day 26, Prayer 31. Heavenly Father, we worship you as the one who understands our weaknesses and temptations through your Son Jesus, yet he did not sin. So we boldly approach the throne room of grace today to praise you and thank you for all you are. We humble ourselves today to pray and seek your face, Lord. We turn from our sins and repent of our wicked ways. Thank you for the promise that you hear our cries, forgive us our sins, and even heal our land. Father, we ask that you heal our homes, heal our families, heal our school systems, our government, our state, our communities, businesses. Heal those who are sick, Father. Bring healing to those who turn to you as you've instructed us, we pray. Satan, I stand with God today as he rebukes you. Yes, the one who has chosen me rebukes you, Satan, and you will not bring division to our church. You will not hurt my marriage. You will not have my children or grandchildren. You will not manipulate my mind or thoughts. My mind will be sound in Jesus' name. I rebuke all the winds and storms of the enemy sent against my life. By Yeshua's authority, I rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in my life. I rebuke a proud spirit. I recognize with your spiritual discernment, Lord, that these attacks on me this month are a direct result of our church's unity in this prayer month. And I call Satan out in Jesus' name. He is powerless over me. He loses, and I have victory in Jesus. Today we pray for Wisconsin and Wyoming. Father, bless and protect these states and sweep over these lands with revival. We pray for the sign ministry at Grace Family Fellowship. Thank you for Brother Jeff Barber's commitment to place scripture-inspired sayings that uplift and minister to hundreds every day as they drive by our campus. May the power of the Holy Spirit draw people from the north, south, east, and west as they sense your presence, Father, and know there is a place of hope and a people of promise inside our church. We pray for all these things in the authority of your mighty name alone, our Jesus. Amen.